Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, August is recognized as Back to School Safety Month, and as our children are gearing up for another year of excitement, Wauchula Police Department asks you to please help them by doing your part. They prepared some tips to help you stay safe during this school year. Make sure to leave yourself extra drive time so you are prepared for decreased speeds in school zones. Make sure to stop for school buses. Make sure everyone in your vehicle is properly buckled up. Make sure to be aware of your surroundings, including other vehicles, plus pedestrians, bike riders, and more. And always be patient. Also from the Wauchula Police Department, two dogs have been found. The first is a male Chihuahua found in the area of 218 North 1st Avenue yesterday morning wearing a red collar. And the second is a German Shepherd found in the area of South Florida Avenue and Orange Avenue on Saturday afternoon. Once again, the first dog is a male Chihuahua found in the area of 218 North 1st Avenue yesterday morning wearing a red collar, and the second is a German Shepherd found in the area of South Florida Avenue and Orange Avenue on Saturday afternoon. If one of these could be your dog, please call the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. They are currently held at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels at Airport Road. Your local events, and two of them happening this Friday. First, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast this Friday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And they invite you to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC. That's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us around the clock. And kicking off football season once again for Hardy County is the Wildcat Tailgate Party from 6 to 9 p.m. in Heritage Park. Stop by and enjoy performances from cheerleaders and the Blue Star Brigade. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It is the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up this Saturday. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on the Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School softball field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is absolutely free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in the area, Peace River Electric is still looking for a systems control dispatcher. A high school diploma or GED is required. Wauchula State Bank is looking for an assistant controller. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree or at least 5 years of professional work experience in accounting or finance, plus proficiency with basic account principles and good verbal and written communication skills are required. And Florida Integrated Health Service is looking for a skilled and experienced handyman can to repair ceilings, paint, and fix the building as they are moving to a new location. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door, window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you may message us on our Facebook page, whichever you'd like. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 97. Cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 67%. Dew point is 75. The cloud cover is 96%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 13,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, a 70% chance of rain with heat index values up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon with a 60% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A coalition of Western farmers, ranchers, water providers, and farm communities is urging the U.S. Senate to pass legislation to upgrade aging water infrastructure. The California Farm Bureau joined with more than 200 organizations in seeking more than $14 billion in water storage and conveyance projects and related construction as part of President Biden's Jobs and Economic Recovery Plan. The talk of possible rain relief comes as drought continues to impact crops, with spring wheat conditions hitting the lowest rating in decades. According to AgWeb.com, USDA's latest crop progress report shows only 9% of spring wheat crop across the country is rated good to excellent, and 66% is rated poor to very poor. With conditions continuing to deteriorate, USDA meteorologists say you have to go back to 1988 to find a spring wheat crop rated this poor. The USDA's Risk Management Agency will authorize approved insurance providers to extend deadlines for premium and administrative fee payment, defer and waive the resulting interest accrual, and other flexibilities to help farmers and ranchers through widespread drought conditions. Producers now have more time to pay premium and administrative fees, and interest rates will be waived for 60 days or the termination date of the policy. RMA also authorized AIPs to waive interest for an additional 60 days for written payment agreements.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Alabama Farmers Federation is now compiling the findings of its survey of members' most important legal issues. The Federation will use the answers as it updates the Ag Law Handbook. It's a legal guide that it's been publishing since 2000. The Alabama Farmers Federation's Agriculture Counsel, John Allen Nichols, says this is the first time they've surveyed members since the Ag Law Handbook's inception. Producers' questions center on labor and employment, animal liability, environmental law, property and water rights, lending and banking, and
estate planning seems to be one area where people are asking a lot of questions. On the central theme of the question seems to be, how do I keep the family farm in the farm? How do we prevent the farm being broken up in future generations? I think as land costs go up and as farmers continue to face urban sprawl, I think that is going to be a problem certainly that folks face, and they're looking for answers on, you know, how can we prevent that, or how do we slow that down at least?
It's not legal advice, but it is a legal education of sorts and a starting point for many producers. At some point in the future, Nichols says, they may like to become a legal resource for members. The Alabama Farmers Federation is a member of the National Farm Bureau, which has a similar service for members nationwide. Nichols says a team of folks will be working on compiling the updated Ag Law Handbook through the summer and fall. They hope to have the new version published in time for the Alabama Farmer Federation annual meeting in December.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10th through 12th, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing mixed after a day of choppy trading. Investors were balancing unease about the spread of the more contagious coronavirus variant against another round of encouraging company earnings. The S&P 500 lost 0.2%. It was slightly higher for much of the day before turning lower in the last half hour of trading. Roughly 150 members of the index will report their results this week, and the July jobs report will come out on Friday. Square rose 10.2% after saying it would acquire Afterpay for $29 billion. The Dow lost 97 points today, closing at 34,838. The NASDAQ gained 8 points to 14,681. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points to 4,387. New York oil fell $2.69, closing at $71.26 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoster. Let's start with baseball and interleague play, where the Yankees were one down, came back to win 3-1 over the Miami Marlins. St. Louis beat Minnesota 7-3, and San Francisco topped the Houston Astros 5-3. In the American League, it was Toronto 5-1 over the Royals. The Tigers beat the Orioles 6-2. White Sox over the Indians 2-1. Rangers beat Seattle 4-3. Oakland A's beat the Angels 8-3. And the Tampa Bay Rays beat Boston in the night game 3-2. In the National League, Milwaukee beats Atlanta 2-1. The Cincinnati Reds over the Mets 7-1. Nationals beat the Cubs 6-5. Phillies pound the Pirates 15-4. It was the San Diego Padres over the Colorado Rockies 8-1. And the L.A. Dodgers embarrassed the Arizona Diamondbacks with a shutout 13-0. SRN Sports. U.S. swimming team goes out with a bang at the Tokyo Summer Games.
Caleb Dressel highlights a golden end for Team USA as the swimming portion of the games concludes on Sunday morning. Dressel opened the heat by winning the 50-meter freestyle in an Olympic record 21.07 seconds and ended the heat by picking up his fifth gold medal as part of the 4x100 medley relay team, which also set a new Olympic record time. Dressel finishes the Tokyo Games with five gold medals. Robert Fink won a gold in the 1500-meter freestyle as Team USA swept the men's and women's 800 and 1500. And Team USA's women snagged the silver in the women's 4x100 medley relay. I'm Denny Kapp.
Belarus sprinter Kristina Simonouskaya says her Olympic team officials tried to remove her from Japan in a dispute that led to a standoff Sunday at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Simonouskaya claims she was put under pressure by team officials and asked the IOC for help. She's been transported to a safe place. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: you can make a waterbed more bouncy by using spring water. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.